This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bob, a couple of things happening here based on our first hour together. One is City Limits accused of intentionally coming in here during the breaks and standing in front of the camera. Do you believe that that's the case?
What?
During the breaks.
No, I called him in.
Well, no, here's the thing. When we're on YouTube, even when we're on a brief intermission, people can still watch us. So I'm in
Craig. I'm glad you told me that now after I'm dilly-dallying around in here and doing stuff that I shouldn't be doing.
Craig, I was in Craig's office and I saw we have a running scroll of comments from listeners and viewers, and they said Limits only goes in there during breaks so he can be seen on camera. He could come in here, Bob, and go over there and talk to you, but he only talks to you in front of this camera that I'm in front of. Limits guilty as charged or no?
Not at all. It's literally just walking through that door and taking two steps. It's much more effort to go over there.
I thought it was a little bit much that he put some concealer in his eyes, a little blush. He had a makeup bag.
I mean, for 20 minutes today, Bob, for my 5 minutes when I go on camera today.
Limits, I have to say I'm a little bit suspicious, especially when you have that awesome Dave Parker jersey on. I would actually like it if you wanted to get some camera time during the intermissions, and I think there should be a camera on you the whole time.
I agree. I would love there to be a camera on me the whole time, especially to show off this Parker jersey that I was very happy to wear today because I forgot to wear it yesterday.
The other thing that has emerged through an hour, Bob, is you giving the Steelers an A for their offseason has people in a tizzy.
Well, I'm saying
positive and negative.
I'm saying people in a tizzy. I told you why I said it, because they have tried to do – I give teams credit for trying to do stuff that they can do when – others may, you know, the way this offseason started, people had no chance of mentioning the Steelers in even a playoff berth, given, you know, the state of their quarterback play, whatever the case.
Not even now, an A-minus, though. Let me challenge you on one thing. You said you thought Justin Fields should be target A, and
that's
what I did. They failed to get him. So there's no demerit for that?
Again, you're talking about a guy who's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, who has the brain and the ability to make things happen if things work out and if he gets protected.
So if I gave you a choice at the beginning of the offseason, Fields or Rodgers?
I still would take Fields. And again, my reasoning for Fields was, at 25, you still may see a blossoming at quarterback. Sometimes you got to wait on guys. We've seen examples of Geno Smith, of Sam Darnold. You never know until things move in that direction. Maybe it's a year or two here with this same cast of characters in the coaching department would bring out more of his game. And obviously the Jets believe that because they went out and gave him more money and got him away. Maybe he didn't get the feeling that the Steelers were going to commit to him the way he felt. I don't know. But I was holding out hope that a 25-year-old could figure it out in the pass game, given his mobility that they talk so much about,
right,
that he could be their answer without them having to redraft the position next year. I thought that was at least something I went on to consider.
And I hear that completely. I'm giving him a B-. I'm not sure they've gotten appreciably better. Plus, you wanted them to keep Pickens, Bob, and they got rid of Pickens, but you're still giving them an A.
Yeah,
they didn't get the quarterback you wanted, and they didn't keep the receiver
Pickens,
you wanted.
And I said that from the beginning. I think he would have understood, even though it's tough for him to grasp this concept, to not be somebody who's a malcontent, knowing that you have so much money at risk, knowing that they brought in a receiver who should give you more opportunity because he's going to draw the attention. To me, I wanted to see both of those guys together in the same offense. Yes, I don't hold a demerit. They made a decision. They brought in Jonnu Smith to compensate for that. You can label him a tight end all you want, but he's an 88 reception guy with 8 touchdowns and almost 1,000 yards, and he does things in the middle of the
offense.
Which has to be a target for this offense.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers gives you more of a chance if they're willing to allow it. And I think they will. I think they learned from that last year. They got to attack all parts of the field. And if they do, linebackers can't cover, or safeties necessarily, can cover big guys like Jonnu Smith. And if you have two of them in the game at the same time with Freiermuth, double tight end kind of situations.
Maybe. I don't know. I keep hearing from everybody what a great job Arthur Smith did last year, including Omar Khan. Why did they rank just 22nd in total offense, barely ahead of the Jets? Why didn't they score a first-drive touchdown?
I did not say that. What I said,
no, I know you didn't say that. I'm not saying you said
that. What I'm saying is they needed to make upgrades, and I thought they did that. All I'm saying is Pickens, I would have given him the opportunity to say, you're making or breaking your life here.
I think you should go at least to an A-, Bob. Because they didn't get the
you
quarterback you wanted.
You started at C, you went to B, and you moved to B minus.
I know.
You're moving
that's
the pole,
my willingness to move. I think you should
I'm
be
not.
Willing to move.
I think part of this is also being viable. And I think the Pittsburgh Steelers would be the most viable team in terms of interest, in terms of watching, entertainment. It could be bad. Absolutely. Well, I'll look back at this and I was completely wrong.
We're not grading it on entertainment, though. We're grading it on effectiveness.
I'm grading it on all of it because it is an entertainment business more than anything. They want to win, certainly, but I think for those who watch the game, they're intrigued to talk about this stuff.
I'll say this
when
much.
You're intrigued, you watch.
Yeah,
you
that's
have,
true.
You know, you have more interest in it, and I think we'll see where it goes. It's up to them to execute the plan now that they put the plan in place.
I like that they got rid of George Pickens. I think it was addition by subtraction. I don't like the quarterback move, and I weight that obviously most heavily, and that really influences my grade for this offseason. However, the more I think about this deal, I really like it because I don't think Minka's very good anymore. They got two players for one for a guy they weren't going to sign. And, you know, I don't know about Jalen Ramsey. Like I said, I got to see the guy play all the time to really get a feel for is he still an elite cover corner? Is he even very good? I don't know. He hasn't been first-team All-Pro since 2021, and they also got Jonnu Smith thrown in. You know, I don't think he's Tony Gonzalez.
Well, how would you grade the trade,
then? But I think he's functional.
Then?
That particular grade, I'm giving it an A-.
I'll give it an A- also.
And I'm giving getting rid of George Pickens at any cost an A-.
Okay.
An A. I'm giving that an A.
But
you don't win with guys like that.
Jalen Ramsey has that kind of reputation, too. He's not been the best of guys in there.
Jalen Ramsey comes to play.
I think George Pickens
has quit
certainly,
before.
But I also think, again, my logic simply was this. He has to have a big year. If he wants to be that $30 million a year guy, he has to do it.
I know.
Dallas
then why,
is betting
then why aren't
on
you
it?
Giving the Steelers demerits for getting rid of him then?
Because I think they've covered up for that loss with Jonnu Smith. I think he can be effective in what
all
they're
right.
trying to do. If Jonnu Smith was not in that trade, my offseason grade would not have been an A. I think I'm more bullish on him than I am probably Ramsey.
I think they've upgraded on Dante Jackson for sure. Now they have a hole at safety, however. Like, even though I think that Minka was eroding, I still think he was, you know, serviceable, certainly, as what we still call a free safety. You know, a guy who's blanketing, ideally, a third of the field back there, who's mm-hmm. keeping a lid on your defense. Who does that now?
Yeah, I guess they're going to have to...
Thornhill?
Thornhill and Deshaun Elliott. Or if you put Ramsey back there...
Deshaun Elliott has to be near the line of scrimmage.
All right, then put Ramsey back there. He can do that. if need be.
Juan Thornhill's had more calf injuries than the Pirates have scored runs over the last four games.
And we'll get to that in a minute. So I guess, again, the bottom line for me is that they're doing an all-in type of season without damaging the idea that 2026 is a starting point. They're not taking away from that. They're not pillaging that idea to go all in here. Their commitments are minimal. It's a unique situation here. Like I said, it's almost like an all in disguised as a rebuild, or rebuild disguised as an all in. You know, what the hell? Let's just get we're not re-signing Minka anyway after this year. So let's try to get a couple of guys and give Rodgers his best chance to succeed, bringing in a guy for him, plus bringing in a defender who I think is probably better than Minka. Let's just make this an all-in and move on no matter what year. And while we're doing that, you know, let's not borrow from our immediate future, but actually augment this season.
Right.
By things like that. Minka's done here. He was going to be done after this year, likely anyway.
How about this coming out of the Dolphins camp? They are signing Darren Waller, who's coming out of retirement to be their tight end.
Who?
Darren Waller.
I didn't hear what you said. Okay.
Remember the Raider guy? Right? He was the Raiders.
They're trading with the Giants to be able to get Waller. So Waller has to come out of retirement.
All right, Bob, we're back. Bob has given the Steelers offseason an A. I'm going with a B minus. Limits is at a B. I think next year is the reset year where they're going to already have young talent and they're going to start with a new quarterback. That doesn't mean he can't win, by the way. You know, Jaden Daniels, CJ Stroud, you can win. Joel took Joe Burrow, but he did get hurt that first year. It may not take long to win with a new quarterback if you get the right guy. I just think for this season, they've decided, let's just, without harming our ability to draft a ton of players, including maybe a franchise quarterback next year, why don't we just keep seeing just how all in we can go? I kind of like it, and I don't think it's going to work. And I think that makes sense. 412-928-9370. Let's hit the lines, oh, limitless wonder.
All right, let's go to Dave in Delmont that wants to chime in on the trade.
Dave, you're on the air with one Robert Pompiani. Bob, I met your brother yesterday. I've never met him before.
Yeah, he played with me, and we had a good time yesterday. So,
what's his Dave, first name again?
Bruce.
Thanks
Bruce,
for taking my call. I didn't want to interrupt while they were talking.
No, that's okay. Please go ahead. He's a wonderful man, Bob.
Yes, I'm going to give the Steelers a D. For the simple fact is, they didn't get rid of the biggest problem the Steelers have. They didn't take any calls from any teams about trading Mike Tomlin. There were two defensive linemen that they could have gotten for a pretty good price in free agency, and they didn't do that. I don't know if they happened to watch the last Super Bowl, but the defensive line just destroyed Mahomes.
What's your name again?
And
Dave.
Dave?
Dave from Delmont.
I'm flip-flopping like a sunfish on a deck at the Adirondacks here who's out of water. You just reminded me of that. I'd completely forgot. That's the biggest issue of all, and the Steelers failed miserably. They should have moved on from Mike Tomlin, or at least should have taken the Chicago Bears' call on Mike Tomlin.
Exactly.
You want to talk about augmenting.
I can make a couple more points.
Yes, next year's draft. I'm going from a B-minus to a D for this offseason just based on that, and thank you for reminding me.
He's gone from C to B to B-minus to D.
Yeah, it's a D.
And this is the problem with the Steelers' defense. It's backwards. It should be complex for the other team to read what our defense is doing, but it isn't. It's simple. But for our players, it's difficult because how many times were they looking around when somebody was 10 yards, 15 yards wide open, and they were looking at each other like who was supposed to cover that guy? I mean, they have it backwards. And I'm just saying they should have solidified the defensive line this year. That was the biggest
one. Well, they did draft a kid in the first round.
Yeah, they did. But they could have, if you look at Philly, they got four really good guys. You don't know who to double team.
I know. You're exactly right about that, and I appreciate the call. It's like the Penguins. Whenever they get a prospect, you know, it's like, oh, my God, the Penguins have a young player who might be good in the NHL. Other teams have many players like that. They have many prospects.
We can all get overly, you know, enthralled in this process and think, wow, everybody they acquire is going to be good, and we know that that doesn't work that way.
I think Harmon is going to be good, but other teams have good young defensive linemen, too.
But again, in this case, again, my viewpoint on it is they did not spend a lot of anything in the future. If you don't do that and you still bring in some guys, you shake it up, you make it interesting, you give them options, I think they did what they could to make it interesting and hopefully effective for them. There is reason to think that Aaron Rodgers can still be effective as a quarterback at his age.
What about the Mike Tomlin issue? My problem coming into the show today was I was focused on the roster. That's kind of what I was grading. But when you add in their whole off season, that guy just reminded me that really to not take the Bears' call, I thought was arrogant, number one, and potentially destructive, number two. I thought there was a golden opportunity there to bring back at least one first-round pick from the Chicago Bears. You talk about a way to get your franchise quarterback, and I also thought it was a great opportunity for Mike Tomlin to do what Mike Sullivan did. You know, you leave a situation that you're just spinning your wheels year after year, and then you're the toast of the town in a new place. You have a franchise quarterback in that place, maybe, in Caleb Williams. You can name your price in that place. I think it just would have been great for everybody, and they didn't even take the call, and that's a huge, huge demerit for this offseason. I don't think I have to defend the idea that Tomlin is spinning his wheels, do I, Bob? They haven't been really competitive in a playoff game in 8 years.
But they instead went the other way and extended him, and now this offseason has been a very interesting one. I didn't think it would be this deep, and I certainly didn't think that we would see the kind of trade we saw yesterday. I thought they were going to go into training camp with maybe another free agent signing, but not much else beyond that.
I did like the deal. I did. But it's sort of like, you know, when I give that grade, that deal an A-, it's like getting an A- in basket weaving 101. Like, it's great. You did really good in that class, but in the big scheme of things, is basket weaving going to get you anywhere, Bob? No offense to basket weavers out there.
I love basket weaving.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I may have insulted a basket weaver or two.
Just a couple.
Yeah, you know, but this is interesting because now you have two teams in Pittsburgh.
Bob, are there still chimney sweeps? Dick Van Dyke, do they leap from chimney to chimney limits?
No, I don't think they do that, but we have gotten our chimney swept before.
Does the guy go down like Santa Claus through the chimney?
No, they have like a machine that does it now.
Yeah?
Yeah, so there's nobody's fitting in through those tight spaces trying to sweep the chimney.
But what I was saying is we have two teams trying to do the same thing. That is, walk this fine line between trying to contend and trying to rebuild all at the same time. It's a hard thing to pull off.
It is very difficult to pull
off. But they're trying to do it. The Penguins are in this mode right now, which leads us to what they may do with some of their veteran guys. And the Steelers have decided to do the best that they could, trying to fill this roster with guys who have proven it, guys who've had success in this league, knowing that it's not anything beyond really this year that they have to worry about. They can start all over, which they will probably next year. And they'll have money to spend. They're going to spend a lot of money, I would imagine, next offseason as well, because they have who knows what contracts will come off the books.
Right. It does remind me of Kyle Dubas' first year here, unfortunately.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The big difference is that Kyle Dubas tied himself to a bunch of guys long-term.
Long-term.
That's the Graves, big difference. Carlson, Graves, Jari. Yeah.
All three. And now they're probably trying to get it out of all three, and it's hard to do.
Next.
All right, let's go to Stan in the North Hills.
Hello, Stan.
Hello. How you guys doing?
What's up, Stan?
Okay, you both are my favorite. I've listened to you a lot.
Thank you, Stan.
Appreciate it.
I have a feedback on you guys. You guys should be coaches, I'm telling you. The way you look at everything. And I don't know about the trades, because there's a conflict right there in the whether it's a behavior problem on that, and that Smith. I don't know about him. I'm always against the high-paying salary, because it seems like every time they come to Pittsburgh, they turn their wheels around and they don't catch the ball. They run the wrong routes and everything else. And I'm not sure. And
yeah, as I was saying earlier, we appreciate the compliments, Bob. Do we not?
Yes, absolutely, Sam. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I don't think you'd want to be a coach, would you? At that level, unless you wanted the price tag that came with
no,
it.
No, I wouldn't want to be a coach. The praise that was heaped upon Arthur Smith, both inside and outside the organization last year, was one of the most baffling things I've ever seen in Pittsburgh sports. What the hell were people watching? They ranked 22nd in offense. They did not score a first drive touchdown all year. For the first time since the 1-13 Steelers of 1969, they went five straight games without scoring over 17 points. They were the worst first down offense in the entire league. They embarrassed themselves in the playoff game. They had two first downs in the first half. They were the fourth worst red zone offense in the whole league, ahead of only the Patriots, Cowboys, and Giants. They were a bad short yardage team. They were the fourth worst fourth down team in the entire league. And despite declaring themselves a smash mouth run-based offense, Bob, they averaged 4.1 yards per carry. Only six teams were worse. And they were 16th in scoring. Other than that, they were the greatest show on turf. How did he do a good job last year, and why do people say that?
Well, they didn't. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves, and they did not score enough. First quarters were absence of any sort of production at all, and generally they fell behind because of it, put more pressure on your defense.
Even Omar said it. He said, I thought Arthur did a really good job. I'd hate to see a really bad job.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is they needed to upgrade, and I think they've done what they thought they needed to do. We'll see if it works. I don't know if it's going to work. It kind of reminds me of, you know, what happens when you don't score is that everything else on your roster becomes really exposed. Whether that, and like the Pirates, great pitching. All right, you can still have it if you score a lot of runs, as we've seen in the last four games.
Yeah.
You still have the great pitching, but the run support is so good that the pitchers can relax. The defense on the Steelers has been under stress most of the year because they fell behind as a team. Clamps down on what they can do. You can't be as maybe aggressive as you want to be with blitzing and other things of that nature. So the offense needs to generally get into the 25-point-per-game category. Can they do that with this group of guys? We'll see. I wouldn't guarantee it, but I think they have a chance to.
Yeah, the offensive line's going to have a lot to say about that. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Let's take one more, Mr. P.
Let's go to Steve. He's in Latrobe. Or is it Latrobe, Steve?
It's Latrobe, but that's all right, Lewis.
What do you got?
Pomp, Joe, good afternoon, or good morning, gentlemen. How are you? Hey, Joe, it was good to see you up in Greensburg last week.
Wait, where did I see you? I'm confused now.
He plays so much golf, he's losing track of it.
Iron Rock.
Oh, yes. Wonderful to hear from you again. Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to you about getting you and Pomp together one of these days.
That would be wonderful.
As far as the trade, I'm going to give it a C-. And that's generous, I think. Well, no, they're off-season.
Okay.
A C-.
The off-season, okay.
And why that is you're putting all your eggs in a 41-year-old basket.
Yeah.
With an offensive line that is so suspect, we have no clue whatsoever how they're going to perform this year. And he might be done in the first 2 weeks, and we might be back on the Rudolph train or the Howard train. Who knows? And then on defense, you trade a declining All-Pro for another declining All-Pro. And you still have questions on the defensive line. I personally said yesterday I think they're going to move Joey Porter Jr. to safety, and that's how they're going to kind of fill that void. But then you got more questions than answers at this point. You truly do.
Well, that's an interesting question. We appreciate the call. Maybe we will get out there one of these days. Because I got that in the mailbag this week too, Bob. What do you think of Joey Porter Jr. eventually moving to safety? The person's reasoning who emailed or texted me the question today, or tweeted me, whatever it was that you take out this, propensity to hold, the penalty factor when you're right on somebody at the line of scrimmage, and you move him to the back end where he's improved as a tackler and where his skills might be of better use. Do you think that's sensible or no?
It is, I guess, but to me, they brought him in because of his cover ability. Now, the thing about holding a lot, he's very good in your face, but he has to technique-wise get rid of the grabbing and clutching. They'll allow it to some degree, but as much as he did it, I think it became a problem, and then the league starts talking about it, and flags are thrown even more because of it. So I still would rather have him be. He needs to be one of their star cornerbacks. He had a really good first year. Last year was a little bit not that way. It needs to rebound. If it does, I think Ramsey is also a guy who can go back there. I really do. I would prefer him over Porter. I want to see Porter
and he's
be
played
a star
some back
cornerback.
There. Yeah. Ramsey's played some. Not on the subject, Jarrett Bailey, who I think is very good at what he does, for the Sporting News. The Cleveland Browns are building a dome and should be banished from the AFC North for it. Bob, why are the Browns doing this? They're supposed to be an outdoor team with, the dog pound and everything else. And this just doesn't make sense. And what this guy says would be absolutely incredible. I think the Browns should be kicked out of the AFC North, he writes, and swapped out with another team, and I have the perfect proposal. Send the Buffalo Bills to the AFC North and put the Browns in the already god-awful AFC East. Mm-hmm. This benefits everybody.
Except the teams
except
in
the Steelers.
AFC.
We get Josh Allen versus Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson. Yeah,
all in the same year.
What do you make of this dome situation, Bob?
It's money. It's all money.
I don't care.
It's about doing
about
concerts.
Money.
It's about, listen, if you're in that business and you have places that you could utilize them more than just football.
Do you want Pittsburgh to get a dome?
I prefer outdoor football. No. But I'm just saying, if you're asking me why they're doing it, it's all tied to money. The more events you can have, the more money you make. Look at what PPG Paints has turned into. They have more concerts than anything. The off season is a windfall for these places.
I don't care about that. I care about football and the elements, which is the way God intended it.
I understand that. I agree with him. I'm just telling you, you're asking me the reason, because they could put concerts in there all year and make a ton of money.
Oh, I know the reason, but what do you think of it?
I prefer outdoor football.
So do I. Limits, do you agree with us?
I do. Even though I do not like it all sitting out there in 20-degree weather, that's the way it's intended to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Which brings us to T.J. Watt. Mike Florio reporting the sides are nowhere close. Adam Schefter saying other teams interested in Watt, wondering what it would take to get him. But he added that the Steelers, quote, have been adamant they want T.J. Watt to finish his career in Pittsburgh. And what I always say to that, Bob, is, yeah, they'll be adamant about it until they think TJ can't play anymore, and then they'll get rid of him, which I don't blame them for. It's a business. But the same way with Polamalu and Hines Ward and even Ben were all pushed out before their time, which is another way of saying the Steelers were perfectly willing to let those guys go play for other teams,
yeah.
Right? So that one helmet thing only goes so far and is really more up to the player than the team. But aside from that, that's a topic for another year down the road. This is interesting. If this were just, you know, the back and forth of a contract, we maybe lowball you a little bit, you highball us, we come somewhere in between. TJ's already been through it once. He knows the deal. That peace sign that he gave right at the beginning of all of this on Instagram was quite telling to me, or at least still stands out to me.
And it's that still
this,
there.
This was not good from the beginning. It would seem, and I don't have the hard and fast information here, but what Florio's saying certainly rings true, that he must have been, I'm guessing, insulted by their contract offer. Do you agree with that, and how do you think this resolves itself?
Well, first of all, I think T.J. Watt hasn't said anything. The one-piece sign is all we have. We haven't seen him since. He hasn't said anything since.
Yep.
Would he go so far if he gets really agitated as do what Garrett did in Cleveland and request a trade publicly or tell them he wants to be traded?
Maybe.
And again,
to
is,
the
that,
second
part of,
one?
Is
Maybe.
That part of the negotiations that could be, you know, in there as well if things don't move in that direction? Again, I think we need to keep in mind that the last time we went through this and he was a younger player who still had more very productive years ahead of him. In fact, won a Defensive Player of the Year after he signed, but it went all the way until the beginning of September. Now, he did show up for certain things, which so far has not happened. So maybe he's digging in harder this time because he knows.
This feels different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But would he go that far?
And it's also interesting to me that other teams are inquiring. I have never, not for one second, believed what some on the station and some nationally believe, that he wouldn't bring back a first-round pick. That seems ludicrous to me. I think you could get a bidding war going on for T.J. Watt. You could make an argument he's the best defensive player in football right now. He had Defensive Player of the Year clinched last year until he faded at the end of the year, maybe in part or large part due to injury. It's not like he's 36 years old. The best player defensively, maybe in football, could be on the open market, on the trade market, and you're not getting a first-round pick? That seems ludicrous to me, Bob. I think that's where you would start for T.J. Watt.
Absolutely. But I look at all these negotiations. You see the one with Trey Hendrickson has been so bad back and forth.
Yeah.
And that's become public with them. I still believe, Joe, this is just part of the process. I do not believe that they're going to move him. I think they're going to sign him. Omar Khan will make it somehow better financially for them in the way that he can do that with his salary cap maneuvering. But if you're gonna do what they've done defensively and then decide I'm not going to bring in T.J. Watt and sign him and move him, then these other moves to me become very less effective. You know, if you're gonna do all of this and put all this money into their defense, which they seem to be doing again, as it is the number one ranked highest paid defense, and it's gonna get higher once he signs, and what are you doing it for? What reason? To try to salvage something from this season? For me, T.J. Watt's a big part of that, even though the postseason numbers haven't been there.
But wouldn't it be interesting to see, because remember, despite them going all in this season, I think both of us have agreed on this point today, they've done nothing to borrow future resources. They're all in 26 at that draft here in Pittsburgh to get a quarterback and maybe a whole lot else. Wouldn't T.J. Watt, trading him, just augment that?
Yes.
And maybe bring you back, you know, a younger player. Like by the time this franchise quarterback that they are allegedly going to get becomes good, is he still going to be great?
No, I mean, you could say the same thing about Cam Hayward, you know, or any guy who's up there in age. But I think if you're trying to win something this year, and all indications are they're trying to make a play for this season, then you want to have T.J. Watt as part of it. I understand what he would bring and what it would do to next year in terms of making them even more in a position of being aggressive at the draft and in free agency and whatever else they want to do. It would open up a lot of money.
Is he going to be a you know...
I just don't think they're going to not go on without him. My gut tells me...
My gut tells me that too, because they also have the money, because they still have a ton of cap space, or at least certainly enough to get him signed to a pretty lucrative deal. It just makes sense that he's still going to be here. But I'm not sure that that's the best move, because I also think TJ, in some ways like Minka, has sacrificed his body to the cause as well. He has some great football left in him, I'm convinced of that, but his greatest football, his prime as a football player, I think has passed, don't you? Isn't that the case of anybody who's going to be, what, 31 years
especially
old?
Especially if it goes 4 years from now. If you're talking about next year and the year after, yeah, I think he has some really good football left in him. But as he gets older, it's just natural to think this way, that you're not going to be as productive. Therefore, we don't want to back end this and pay you a whole bunch of money later. It's better to do it as soon as you can do it because they have the room to do it right now.
Yeah, he turns 31 in October. I would say that about any player in NFL history, that probably their longest stretches of great football are behind them.
So, now, Cam Hayward has been a different story. He's played at a very good level and a consistently good level for the last 4 or 5 years in his 30s.
For sure. Yeah, there's exceptions to that rule. But I would say when you also look at the fact that TJ was banged up last year and ineffective down the stretch, missed the playoffs the year before because he was injured, I just wonder if it's a sound investment to pay him giant money up through what, age 35? And here's the other key point. This is like Malkin around 2019 in that area, 18. And I'm glad they kept him. I argued to keep Malkin at the time, but I also agree with the logic that if you were ever going to trade him and get maximum return, there's a deadline for that. And I think right around now, when TJ's about to turn 31, if you're a king's ransom in return for him, now would be the last time that you're ever going to get that. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I think if you're going to, I would have thought the last time they could, if they wanted to do, but they were in no position to do that. They were still trying to, you know, win with what they had. Now it's a even bigger situation. If you're going to get something for him, this would be the time to do it. But I really don't think they're thinking that way with him specific. I think there was something else going on in the Minka situation. Not sure what. I don't know that that exists with TJ Watt. I just think it's simply a case where he wants to fancy himself as the number one highest paid player in the NFL. And that lasts for about 2 seconds and someone else comes along. We see it all the time. So I don't know what's driving this from him. I don't. Because I think they'd be more than willing to talk about a fair contract with him. But what is fair as it moves forward, Joe? What is it? Is it Micah Parsons' number? Is he shooting
for
that?
Not for me, no.
Is he looking at this and saying, I'm going to wait and see what these guys get?
I don't want to pay
TJ Watt.
Because
it's helped me to wait for Max Crosby. I waited for him, and look what happened. The market went up. Garrett all of a sudden demands a trade. He gets everything he wanted. Now, if TJ waits even longer, you may see a deal for Parsons and Hendrickson first and second, and then what?
You might see Parsons at $42 million
maybe
a year.
That's what he's waiting for.
I don't think that's wise moving forward. I don't.
Especially if he wants to stay here.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Thunderstorms today and a high of Michael Pruitt. How did you pronounce his
name
in the end?
Michael Pruitt. Remember Michael Pruitt?
Yeah, one of the tight ends. Yeah.
Of course I remember him, Limits. He was just here last year.
Maybe a high of Jesse James.
81 degrees. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Bob, you know who's on deck here? The Batconian Mongoose.
The Mongoose.
You know who jumped over the Mongoose to have the winning tip-in in a playoff in a pickup game in Shaler the other day?
Joe Starkey.
The savvy old news hound. That's who. We're going to have to get that out of the way early. And then I want to hear what the Mongoose has to say about all of this, because he covers the Steelers. That's next on Pomp and Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.